Exclusive, Representative Ted Budd, Biden's disastrous economic policies showing up at our kitchen tables and gas pumps. By Catherine Hamilton on May 25, 2022. Inflation is a tax on everyday Americans, and the result of a string of failed economic policies pushed by the far-left Biden administration. North Carolina U.S. Senate candidate Representative Ted Budd, RNC, told Breitbart News Daily on Tuesday. You look at President Joe Biden shutting down pipelines. You look at him injecting money into the economy and encouraging people not to work. What that's done is you have so much money chasing goods that aren't there because people have been encouraged not to produce, Budd told host and Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe. And that's led to the inflation we're having right now. It's led to shortages and disruption in the supply chain. So that whole set of economic issues shows up at our kitchen tables and at our gas pumps. Listen. Budd won the Republican primary election on May 17 and is set to face off against former state Supreme Court Chief Justice Sherry Beasley in the race to fill retiring Senator Richard Burr's Senate seat. Both candidates secured their respective nominations less than an hour after polls closed in the state, though surveys so far have shown Budd narrowly leading Beasley. Budd has contended a vote for Beasley in the November general election would be a vote to support Biden's failed economic agenda, an issue which becoming increasingly important to voters of all political affiliations. I think my message resonates with people. I'm an America First candidate, Budd said. If you care about safety in schools, you care about education. You care about an opportunity for the next generation. If you care about security, if you care about economic growth, all these things are the things that I support. Voters, realize that Sherry Beasley's principles will lead to higher gas prices, higher grocery prices, more crime on the streets. She's already got a horrible record among our district attorneys across our state of overturning sentences for horrible criminals that need to stay in jail. I don't call myself a farmer, but again, I live on a working cattle farm still here in Davie County today. I just think we ought to all be out there, if we're in public office, trying to make lives better for people, he continued. Right before the primary election, Budd finished a 100-county tour throughout North Carolina, where he spoke with voters about the top issues they are grappling with under the Biden administration. Budd spoke to Breitbart News after the tour, noting how voters vocalized being most frustrated about inflation. I heard from folks who are on a fixed income and say they're having a hard time affording the basics like food and gas. I've heard from families who tell me about a loved one who has been impacted by fentanyl or other drugs, he said at the time, again crediting Biden's tax and spend policies that bid up the cost of goods and pay people to stay home. On Tuesday, Budd proposed bringing back former President Donald Trump-era economic policies, including encouraging more workforce participation. The fastest-growing quartile of earners were those at the bottom of economic pyramid, so those that are just getting their feet under them economically were the fastest-growing wages, which was fantastic, he said. You had the most gains among women, among people of color, among Hispanics. So we were also not only driving down unemployment numbers, we were increasing workforce participation. We need more people to get off the sidelines and into the workforce, and we have to create the incentives to do that. Breitbart News Daily airs Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Sirius XM Patriot 125.